Question 66. Schizophrenia generally has its onset at about what age? Choices: A. Early childhood. B. Late teens or the 20s. C. The 30s. Or D. Age 40 or beyond. The correct choice is B. Late teens or 20s. Question 72. A schizophrenic person can be said to have a split mind in the sense that there is, choices: A. Damage to the corpus callosum. B. An alternation between two separate personalities. C. A lack of communication among id, ego, and superego. Or D. A split between emotions and intellect. The correct choice is D. A split between emotions and intellect. Choice B, an alteration between two separate personalities, would actually be characteristic of somebody with multiple personalities or dissociative identity disorder. But that is not schizophrenia. It's not anywhere near schizophrenia. Totally different disorders. Question 76. A person who believes that she has been selected to receive messages from outer space that will ultimately save the world has choices: A. Delusions of persecution. B. Catatonic schizophrenia. C. Manic depressive disorder. Or D. Delusions of grandeur. And the correct answer here is D. Delusions of grandeur. Choice A, delusions of persecution, that's when you believe that somebody's out to get you. The CIA is following you around or something like that is going on. B, catatonic schizophrenia. Again, catatonic schizophrenia is about movement disorders. Too much movement, not enough movement, abnormal movement. C, manic depressive disorder is actually an old name for bipolar depression. And D, delusions of grandeur. That's when you believe you're somebody special. You're the president, or you're Jesus, or something like that. Or you're some specially chosen person that's going to receive special messages from some planet. Question 78. Approximately what percentage of Americans are afflicted with schizophrenia at some point in their lives? Choices: A. 0.01%. B. 5%. C. 1%. Or D. 10%. The correct choice is C. 1%. About 1% of people get schizophrenia at some point. Now, that is the base rate. If there's nobody in your family that has schizophrenia, you have about a 1% chance of getting it. If there's somebody in your family that has schizophrenia, your own individual probability of having it is higher, but the percentage of Americans, the percentage of the population that suffers from it at some point in their lives is 1%. Question 81. Zeke opens a book and points his finger to a random sentence on that page. He then takes that sentence as a personal message on how to spend his day. Many psychologists would say that Zeke has delusions of, choices: A. Nihilism. B. Reference. C. Persecution. Or D. Grandeur. The correct choice is B. Reference. Delusions of reference are when you believe that there are special messages intended for you, hidden in all kinds of places. It might be newspaper headlines, it might be bumper stickers or billboards, all kinds of different places. If you've seen the movie A Beautiful Mind, there's a lot of examples of that in that movie. Question 94. Someone who alternates between episodes of depression and mania is said to have, choices: A. Bipolar disorder. B. Schizophrenia. C. Unipolar disorder. or D, reactive depression? The correct choice here is A, bipolar disorder. Bipolar means two poles. These are individuals that fluctuate between high and low. C, unipolar disorder, that's individuals that only have depression. That's the most typical. When you think of depression, you're thinking of a unipolar depression. But bipolar depression is what used to be known as manic depression. Now the preferred term is bipolar disorder. Question 98. Unfounded beliefs are blank. Sensory experiences that do not correspond with external reality are blank. So your choices are A, unfounded beliefs are obsessions. Sensory experiences that do not correspond with external reality are compulsions. B, unfounded beliefs are compulsions. And sensory experiences that do not correspond with the external reality are obsessions. Choice C, unfounded beliefs are hallucinations. And sensory experiences that do not correspond with external reality are delusions. Or D, unfounded beliefs are delusions, and sensory experiences that do not correspond with external reality are hallucinations. Correct choice is D.